startle the audience. One surefire way to arouse interest quickly is to startle your listeners with an arresting or intriguing statement. Everyone in the audience paid close attention after this speaker's introduction. Take a moment and think of the three women closest to you. Who comes to mind? Your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, your wife, your best friend. Now, guess which one will be sexually assaulted during her lifetime. It's not a pleasant thought, but according to the U.S. Department of Justice, one of every three American women will be sexually assaulted sometime during her life. Notice the gradual build-up to the speaker's arresting statement. Now guess which one will be sexually assaulted during her lifetime. This statement startles the audience, especially the men, and drives home at a personal level the problem of sexual assault against women. The effect would have been much less if the speaker had said, "Sexual assault against women is a serious problem." Arouse the curiosity of the audience. People are curious. One way to draw them into your speech is with a series of statements that progressively whet their curiosity about the subject of the speech. For example, it is the most common chronic disease in the United States. Controllable but incurable, it is a symptomless disease. You can have it for years and never know until it kills you. Some 40 million Americans have this disease, and 300,000 will die from it before the year is out. Odds are that five of us in this class have it. What am I talking about? Not cancer, not AIDS, not heart disease. I'm talking about hypertension, high blood pressure. Question the audience. Asking a rhetorical question is another way to get your listeners thinking about your speech. Sometimes a single question will do. How would you respond if a loved one was the victim of terrorism? What would you think if you went to the doctor because you were ill and she told you to watch Friends as part of your treatment? Do you know how many small businesses are started each year in the United States? Begin with a quotation. Another way to arouse the interest of your audience is to start with an attention-getting quotation. You might choose your quotation from the words of a famous speaker or writer, from Shakespeare or Confucius, from the Bible or Talmud, from a poem or song, even from a television show. You need not use a well-known or famous quotation. The following made an effective introduction for a speech about bird watching. Even to this day, I cannot describe what happened without feeling the excitement of the moment. I glimpsed a flash of color in the thicket. I raised my binoculars to my eyes, and then I saw it. A Bachman's warbler, one of the rarest birds in all of America. For me, this was the equivalent of a coin collector discovering a rare silver dollar, or of a football player scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl. This statement was made by my father. He is just one of the millions of people who have discovered the joys and thrills of bird watching. Tell a story. We all enjoy stories, especially if they are provocative, amusing, dramatic, or suspenseful. To work well as introductions, they should also be clearly relevant to the main point of the speech. Used in this way, stories are perhaps the most effective way to begin a speech. You can use stories based on your personal experience. Here is how one student used such a story in his commencement speech at the University of Richmond. The student had come from Bombay, India, to attend college in the United States. He began by explaining the questions and uncertainties that were running through his mind as he prepared to leave his native land.
I can visualize the scene again and again. 11:30 p.m., Saturday night, the 15th of August, 1992, Bombay International Airport, India. I was leaving home for the University of Richmond. And as I said that final goodbye to my parents, my family, and my friends, and as I saw hope, expectation, even a tinge of sadness in their eyes, and as I stepped aboard the Boeing 747 in front, I knew my life had changed forever.
The seven methods discussed above are the ones used most often by student speakers to gain attention and interest. Other methods include referring to the occasion, inviting audience participation, using audio equipment or visual aids, relating to a previous speaker, and beginning with humor. For any given speech, try to choose the method that is most suitable for the topic, the audience, and the occasion.
Reveal the topic.
In the process of gaining attention, be sure to state clearly the topic of your speech. If you do not, your listeners will be confused. And once they are confused, your chances of getting them absorbed in the speech are almost nil. This is a basic point, so basic that it may hardly seem worth mentioning. Yet you would be surprised how many students need to be reminded of it. You may hear speeches in your own class in which the topic is not clear by the end of the introduction.